Not long after the first cars were made, the first cars began to break down or get in crashes. And that's why this museum exists today. The story is this edition of the American Countryside. It's called the International Towing and Recovery Museum in Chattanooga, Tennessee.
It's here because Ernest Holmes built the first wrecker here in 1916. This is where it all started. Now, it's a twin boom wrecker. Now, there was also, before that, people used a pole run out the back with a chain hanging off of it or something like that. But he built his to recover a vehicle.
Frank Thomas is a curator at the museum. He says Ernest Holmes owned a garage and was taking business classes at a local college as well. It was a combination that became the inspiration for the first wrecker.
Mr. Wiley, that owned the business school, he and his son were out one night riding around, and they ran off in this South Chickamauga Creek, which is a very deep creek.
Wiley got in touch with his student, Ernest Holmes, to see if he could get the car out of the creek. He hired six men who worked with a block and tackle for 8 hours to free the vehicle. Holmes knew there had to be a better way.
By doing that, he realized what was needed to get a vehicle out of a situation like that. So he built the first wrecker, which is a twin boom. You could tie one boom off to a tree or some anchor on one side and then swing the other boom around and recover from the other side.
Holmes became the leader in making wreckers. Today, the Holmes name can still be found on wreckers, but the business was purchased by a larger company. Those wreckers are still manufactured here in southeastern Tennessee. Traveling the countryside in Chattanooga, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCrae.